right now. was torn to shreds by you. And if you piece it up again, we'll start our lives anew.
Maybe you will change your mind, and if you do, someday you'll find
that you were wrong and I was right about the tie that binds.
There's a place I love so well, where I'd spend many days of my childhood, and the cabin where we loved to dwell.
White dove, will morning star
up in heaven. Now they sing around that great white throne.
White dove, morning star.
As the years roll by, I often wonder, will we all be together someday? And each night as I wander to the graveyard, darkness finds me where nailed to pray.
Sorrow since mother.
Daddy,
Alabama. I love them very much at first, then I let them down. I'm used to seeing pretty eyes filled with bitter tears. Find them and forget them, but now I have my fears.
Love them and leave them, kiss them and grieve them. That used to be my motto so high. Till my Sophrony left me so lonely, and now there's a teardrop in my eye.
That was David Grisman with Tony Rice, Ricky Skaggs, J.D. Crow, and Roy Husky Jr. They're doing the song Sophrony. That is from the compilation record Home is Where the Heart Is. Before that, we heard from Ralph Stanley with The White Dove, Johnson Mountain Boys with Maybe You Will Change Your Mind, Jimmy Martin with the classic Hold What You've Got, and we started the set with a blazing Steel Driving Man by Daly and Vincent. You're listening to Bluegrass Ramblings. I'm your host, Ben Valley, and this is CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm joined in studio today by my trusted cohort, Ben Parkins. Why don't you say something in the microphone so we make sure it's working?
Hello? Check 1, 2?
Yeah, it's doing it, I think.
Yeah.
And then Katie is also here. Katie, I don't know your last name.
It's Thomas.
Katie Thomas. Very bluegrass sounding name.
Yeah.
And what's your social security number?
Yeah, for everybody listening, we just got a phone call from someone. I don't know who it was. I couldn't really tell what you were saying, sir. So if you want to call again, maybe if it's not a landline, which considering the people who usually call this show, I'd imagine it was a landline. You can call me back if you got a better spot you can call from, and we can try and figure out just exactly what it was you were trying to say. We still got a lot of bluegrass to play. If you're listening to this show right now, depending on where you live in the city or in the world, you should be in the car right now on your way to the firemen at Bar La Ritz. Firemen go on at 8 o'clock, no punk time. Show up at 8 o'clock, and that's when the show starts. Yeah, that is what I would suggest to do. It's going to be a great show, and I'm going to head right over there after Country Classics. We're just going to keep it going, I think. And then we're going to maybe do the weather later. Mm. And we'll do weather for London, Ontario. That's where Ben's from. And we'll do weather for rural Maryland, because that is where Katie is from.
Oh, yeah.
This song goes out to Katie. It's by the Lonesome River Band.
Shot in Tombstone City for the making of his good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, come on down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come on down the mountain, Katie Dew. Can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We want to drink your good old Mountain
Sentence you. All the boys in court have drunk the whiskey, and to tell the truth, I drank a little too.
Oh, come on down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come on down the mountain, Katie Dew. Can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We want to drink your good old Mountain Dew.
Grow
if I had just one more chance to see you. Oh, darling, this is what I'd say. Way. Who is the one that stole your heart? Wish you were coming back to stay.
Down at the bar. crying, swore you needed God, said it broke your heart to go, but I was in your way. There's nothing left to say. So many lies that all begin this way. A home with a garden, and I'm yours forever, darling. But you wrote the same old story in another woman's bed, just like all the other men. I should have known then.
That was Mama's Broke with How It Ends. They are a Canadian kind of bluegrass, old-time type band. And they were actually at the Wheel Club last year for Jeannie's birthday. They had just played a show in town, or they were going to play a show. And so they came down to the Wheel Club, and it was a good time. And I'm pretty sure it was for Jeannie's birthday. I was there playing steel. And Mama's Broke just this week hinted towards the fact they just played an NPR Tiny Desk concert. So for anybody that thinks that there isn't a Wheel Club, Hillbilly Night of the Wheel Club to Tiny Desk concert pipeline, I mean, they're just wrong.
It could happen to anyone.
Yeah, it truly could happen to anyone at any time. I'm waiting for Jeannie's NPR Tiny Desk concert. That's going to be...
Oh, that would be incredible.
That's going to be an all-timer. Before that, we heard from Bruce Molsky with 5 Miles Out of Town. I was lucky enough to see Bruce Molsky at Folk Alliance a couple of weeks ago. It was pretty cool. He's incredible. He's just, I don't know, there was a whole room. This is like an official showcase, a big room of people, and they were just absolutely glued to him, and I was glued to him. I only caught the last song, but it was incredible. He's incredible. Before that, we heard Wyatt Rice with Santa Cruz, Molly. And we started that set off with Katie Daly by the Lonesome River Band, second album from the 90s. Great, great ripper of a track. You're listening to Bluegrass Ramblings. This is CKUT 90.3 FM. It's 7:30 in Montreal. And we were just talking about things to do in Montreal in February. March is coming up, so now it becomes things to do in Quebec, because then it's fucking... Then it becomes you go to the Cabana Sec and you have a great time. We looked up what are some things to do in Montreal on timeout.com, which is really kind of the voice, the authority on things to do anywhere in the world. And so we're just going to go through this list. We're going to start with number one: enjoy Montreal en lumière to the fullest. Okay.
Wow.
As opposed to enjoying it not to the fullest. So, what are your thoughts on this? Have you done Montréal en lumière? Is this a thing you've done?
I haven't. I don't particularly know what that is, actually.
Yeah, me neither.
What is it? Well, they got it right here. Put the mic a little closer to your mouth. You're acting real cool here, but you got it. And it's like literally pointed towards your mouth. Okay. Montréal en lumière is a festival and event bring hundreds of the best winter activities to Montrealers and visitors from February 16th to March 6th.
So you should do all 100.
Yeah.
If you can.
Why go? From the killer musical program. Okay, they got to work on this. They got to work on the editing. That's it. I'm not going to that. Done. Discover downtown's hidden luxury spa. Curelian Spa. Have you been?
I haven't.
Okay, next. Check out the most romantic cafe in Montreal, an opulent cafe in Old Montreal.
Second Cup downtown.
Okay. Maybe this is where we should take this. What's the most romantic cafe in Montreal that you've been to, Katie?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I mean, I really like the Persian cafe on Sherbrooke, Cafe Anja, but that's not necessarily romantic.
Okay. You're squinting your eyes while you're describing it. It sounds pretty romantic. Persian cafe. I've never even been to such a thing.
Some floral beverages, really delicious.
Floral?
Yeah. With saffron and...
Is that not tea at that point?
Yeah. Yeah, there's tea.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I don't know. I don't drink tea or coffee, so I'm the worst verdict on this.
Yeah. I don't know what the most romantic one is. I like going to the Portuguese sports bar on Duluth, like the sports cafe.
Okay.
Because it's nice, like, if you're on a date in the plateau and you don't want to run into anyone that you know, which you will at every other coffee shop, this one is just all old Portuguese men gambling and watching soccer.
That's okay. Smart.
So.
Sounds like a recipe to fall in love to me.
I like it.
Speaking of the plateau, number five, experience the fifth coolest neighborhood in the world. Guess which neighborhood that is? It's the plateau.
Whoa.
I mean, how honored do you feel?
What's number one?
Well, don't ask me that while I'm on the air, because then I gotta... Then I have to look up... Oh, and also, this list was written by Time Out. I'm going to see if I can scroll down fast enough. I guess... No, number one is the Colonia Americana in Guadalajara, Mexico.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah. Number two... Ooh, can't pronounce. Not going to try on the radio. Anyway, we're going to keep playing some music. some bluegrass music, I think. We've still got some stuff going on. You're still listening to a bluegrass show. You might think you're listening to, I don't know, a cool talk show, but actually it's a bluegrass show. It's called Bluegrass Ramblings. And tonight there is still bluegrass at Barfly. So if you're down bad for bluegrass, that's where you're going. But if you're looking for country music, 8 o'clock at Bar La Ritz, you're listening to the Firemen. But I would say maybe go for the later set, because I should be pushing for the radio show more than for this show.
Mm.
But I will be at that show as soon as the show is over. So how about we do another song? How about we do Nickel Creek, something more contemporary? This song is called Stumptown.
Hang around me, no need to go home. I keep on drinking and wondering about her, that lonesome old song reminds me she's gone.
Right now, don't matter. Our lonesome old song. Well, run, Mary, run.
Jesus
suffered and died. Run, Mary, run. Lord, I heard the angels singing.
Well, I won't die no more. Well, I
won't die no more. I won't die no more, Lord. I heard the angels singing.
Oh, my Lord told me what to do.
I heard the angels singing.
Said, if you'll take one step, well, I'll take two.
I heard the angels singing.
Yes, my God spoke and he spoke to me.
I heard the angels singing.
Said, if you'll take two steps, well, I'll take three.
I heard the angels singing.
Singing, run, Mary, run.
Jesus suffered and died. Run, Mary, run, Lord. I heard the angels singing.
Well, I won't die no more. Well, I
won't die no more. I won't die no more, Lord. I heard the angels singing.
Well, my God spoke and his voice did roll.
I heard the angels singing.
Said, if you'll take three steps, well, I'll take four.
I heard the angels singing.
Said, if you want to get to heaven on high.
I heard the angels singing.
Said, you take four steps and I'll take five.
I heard the angels singing.
Singing, run. Run, Mary, run.
Jesus suffered and died. Run, Mary, run, Lord. I heard the angels singing.
Well, I won't die no more. Well, I
won't die no more. I won't die no more, Lord. I heard the angels singing.
Thank you. sit right here till I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota. Tore me up every time I heard her drop Southern drawl. I heard my dream went back downstream, Gavarton and Davenport. I followed you, Big River, when you called.
Thank you. Miss Tubb will sing the old song.
Stompin' Tom is coming too. It's country music, this ain't nothing new.
Turn on your radio at 8 on Sunday night. We'll listen to Hank Williams sing I Saw the Light. Turn your lights down low, tune into the mighty power of the Country Classics Hour.
South. I've